I am the way. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. I am the way. These are the words of Jesus the Christ, the wonderful teacher, sharing wonderful thoughts with each one of us. I am the way. What does it mean to be the way? What does it mean to be the way? Now, Jesus walked the path, and he had his disciples walking the path with him. And he took his disciples everywhere he went, and he told them, I am the way, the truth, and the light. All that follow me will have eternal life. Now, people, and especially disciples, wondered when Jesus was crucified how he was having eternal life. Why wouldn't he have eternal life if they were to have eternal life if they followed him? Well, Jesus taught to them, we are more than what goes into our mouth. We are more than the body. We are eternal. We are immortal. We are God. The Father is within. Go to the Father within who seeth in secret, and the Father will reward you openly. Go to the divine. And as he said these things, he attempted to point out to his disciples that their bodies were not their reality. Their bodies were just their beautiful Mercedes that they were driving along in this life experience. And some of their Mercedes were well kept, well maintained. Some were not. They started out with a primo car, a primo body, a primo lifestyle. And because of certain thoughts that went into their mind, they belittled their body. They said, I cannot do things. They said, I cannot be things. They said, I cannot eat. I cannot talk. I cannot breathe. They said all these I cannot things. Now, it's not that the body could not do those things. It's that they were telling their spiritual self that they could not do them things. The eternal, immortal self. The body is merely the vehicle which transported them in the game of life. Now, if we put into our car water in the gas tank instead of gasoline, our cars designed to run on gasoline will not run. If we put into our oil holder in our car where we pour our oil in, if we put water in there, it will soon burn up and evaporate, and the gears will come to a grinding halt because they need that oil to lubricate them and let them run smoothly. Well, our body is that same way. Our body needs to have these things that are properly suited to it because they're suited to it. The day will come. The day will come when we will put water into our gas tanks and our cars will run perfectly because we will call the water gas. The day will come that we will put the water into our oil and we will call it oil and the car will run on the oil, which is water. All things are thought. All things are of the mind. So when we say to ourselves that our mind is who we really are, and our body is our vehicle, we take care of our body. We take care of it in the consideration that we have for it. We have a gasoline engine, so we burn gasoline. We have a diesel engine, so we burn diesel. We have an ethylene engine, so we burn ethylene. We have all sorts of new things come in. We have an electric engine, so we have battery power. So we plug it in at home and charge it up and drive around town. See, there are many different ways of putting energy into the car. The energy is already there. It's stimulating the energy into action. Now, our body is the same way. Our reality is our mind. Our reality is our divinity. Our reality is who we are. I am the way. Jesus spoke of being the way, not that his body was the way, but that the words of my mind and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. All of these things are the things that those were not the words of Jesus, but those were from the Old Testament. And those are words of the Bible. Those are words that teach us that we are wonderful, that we are the way. Mentally, we're the way. And isn't it interesting how, as in olden times, people lived hundreds and thousands of years. Our Methuselahs and our Noah and our Abraham and so forth. And now, science is saying that we are living longer too. And we have reports of people living longer. And we would have reports of people living longer indeed, except that the census or official rules taking had not been done before over 100 years ago or more. They were not done so perfectly as they are today. Now, many people are living aged lives and living well over 100 and living in a healthy body because they have a healthy mind, because they are the way. Their thoughts are the way. Their thoughts lead them into the fullness and the perfection and the glory that they are. And their bodies just radiate outwardly what they believe within. And so when they say within, I am whole and perfect and wonderful and fantastic, so then that is the way it is. When they say within, I am the light, I am the way, I am the truth, then that is what they are. That is what you are, and that is what I am. Are we ready to take the privilege of being in that awareness? I think so. I think each one of us is ready to live up to the fact that I am the way, the truth, and the light, and that's a mental way and a mental truth and a mental light. It has nothing to do with the physical, except that as we live in that purity of the way, the truth, and the life on our ideal mental level, our physical outpictures exactly what we believe about ourselves within ourselves. And we might say, why do bad things happen to good people? Well, good people can be good in many areas, but can fail to claim the truth about themselves that they are truly good. And they may feel that it is sacrilegious to say that they are holy and pure. They may feel that it is inconsistent with how they've been brought up as a child to say that I'm whole and perfect and I'm beautiful. And because of that, those little barbs that hang back into our consciousness from our previous training with our parents and our church and our world, they keep us from experiencing the mind and body of wholeness and perfection and immortality that we can have. We believe we're going to die, and so we kill ourselves off. We believe we're going to live, and you watch. We will live. Join me in this awareness now of the teachings of the Master. I am the way, the truth, and the light. Be that with me now, and let's claim our immortality in spirit, mind, and body. Right now. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.